Welcome to Sentimental Simmer, a podcast made for emotionally attached simmers and storytellers with wild imaginations. I'm your host, Gloria, and I run Yellow Llama Co., a planner shop made to help simmers play with purpose. Every week, I talk all about things sim life planning, storytelling, and memory keeping. I'll also brainstorm new ways to obsess over our pixel people, whether they be in The Sims or another life sim game. And now let's get into it. In today's episode, I'm going to share my five favorite ways to collect keepsakes in real life. We simmers tend to be in it for the long haul and play our games for decades on end, so you'll want a way to remember all the good times. As described in the past episodes, there are many ways to create and collect memories of your pixel people in-game, whether that be, you know, with an object, a symbol, an heirloom, a monument. But what if you want to look back on your sim, you know, yourself and what they've done? What if you don't want to have to open up the game to do so? And, I mean, screenshots are really not sufficient. So, how do you do that? I vaguely remember the first family I created in The Sims 3 back in 2009, when it was first released. I think I played them for, I don't know, three generations or so, a handful. But unfortunately, I don't really have that save anymore. I couldn't find it. I could have sworn I had screenshots. I really don't know where they are either, but I know I have like a handful, but that's about it. I recall, like, you know when you have a sentiment of a memory, but you don't really know anything? You have like an emotional feeling? Well, I know there was some drama, and I know there was some scandal. And I know I enjoyed it very much, but I don't know the details. I can't even tell you their names. And that's a real shame. I mean, even the fact that it was the first family I ever played in The Sims 3, wouldn't you want to have more evidence of that? And oh, we can't even get started on Sims 2. I don't have any memory. I mean, I remember when I first got the game, I think I played it. No, when I first got, yeah, a PC that could play the game proper. And then installed the game, I think I played for 30 hours in one go. I remember the hookah very well, the bubble machine. But I don't remember the Sims I created. And this is such a shame. You know, and I know I'm not alone. Like, I've been playing this game for, what? It's got to be like 20 years. It's been a long time. I want to be able to look back on the stories I've made and experienced with my Sims. This is the point of the episode today. Imagine if you were a writer and lost all the chapters of a book you were working on. That'd be pretty devastating. And even though I don't plan on publishing most of the things my Sims get up to, I do want to look back on them, you know, have something tangible. And also, you know, it's not uncommon to binge on The Sims or whatever life sim game of your choice and then leave the game closed for months on end. But then, you know, by the time you decide to come back to the game, you're strangers. Like, you don't know that sim anymore. They sure don't know you anymore. Well, maybe they do. It feels like just yesterday for them, right? I think if you have their memories on file, it'll definitely help you get up to speed way quicker and be immersed in their stories again, you know, in no time. So even in that, if it just has to do with being able to jump back in the game after a long hiatus, that's already reason enough to collect those stories and their memories and to just have some sort of log line of what happened. But then comes the next issue. It can be quite overwhelming. There are so many different ways you could collect memories. It depends on your playstyle and, of course, personal preference. There are really many ways you can log them and keep them safe. And I'm going to share my favorite five ways to do so. And I hope that helps you find some system for yourself to really organize the way you play your game and save what you've done. Of course, we have the planner notebook / diary system. So this is classic. I think probably every second simmer has made an attempt at collecting memories in a notebook, maybe in a diary, a planner of some sort. I think it's great for role play, for scrapbooking, but also for planning the lives of your Sims. So if you have a physical planner, you know, you can have a physical or digital one. And if you have a physical one, the benefits, you know, obviously you have that pen on paper experience and it's in your own handwriting. So, you know, you have that familiar experience of just, you know, pen on paper, but it's also very more intimate and personal. It's also fun to physically flip through pages of memories. You also have it immediately. Like, there's no need to open up any document. You don't have to turn your PC on, nothing like that. It's just ready at hand always. You just need a pen, really. You could have, for example, a blank journal or notebook, like really clean slate. It really gives you the ultimate freedom, you know, on how you want to collect the memories. You know, you can get scrapbooky with it. You know, you can add, you know, you can print out screenshots. You can use stickers. You can add doodles, different colors. You can also just strictly use it to write. It could be a bound book, like a Moleskine or something like that. It could be, you know, a notebook, like a spiral notebook. It could be a binder that you have, you know, with pages, like it could be a Filofax. It could be, you know, just really a classic document binder. There's so many, you know, possibilities in size and format. It can be overwhelming, but I mean, in the end, I think everyone at some point in their life realizes what they personally prefer. Like, I personally like my own sim planner, which is, you know, a, what is that, 6x9 inch. But when I'm looking at Moleskine, I like the A5-ish size, but it's slimmer, so it's not as intimidating as maybe a full-on A5. I like it a bit smaller. I've actually got a Habonichi notebook not too long ago, and I can't wait to get started with that. I'm just waiting for the rest of the little accessories to come. And I think that'll really be a fun way to have like a scrapbooky, collage-y style memory book that I want to keep of my Sims. So that's the blank journal notebook situation. You can also have a planner. I've already mentioned, you know, I have a Sim planner that I created that actually has templates catered to organizing the lives of your Sims, but you can also use it to document their lives. So you have, you know, Sim bio pages that you can fill out with their information. For example, the Sim Planner Daily has a diary entry section on the daily pages that you can use. So it's not only about, you know, keeping track of what they need to do, but also, you know, you can use it to keep track of memories as well. The same goes for the weekly version. It's just more on a weekly view. And I'm actually planning on having like the ultimate system. I'm going to have like a little memory book with Habonichi. And I'm going to have a weekly planner, you know, my Sim planner for tracking what they need to do, my Sims, and organizing their lives, which in itself is also kind of like documenting of history. Because if you look back on any of your old planners that you've used to organize yourself, you see what events you went to, what work you had to do, what things you've accomplished. And in itself, it's kind of like a memory tracker, right? Yeah, it just gives you a bit of more structure if you're using a planner. So you have the physical, you know, either a blank slate, you know, notebook, journal, or a planner. And if you're looking digital, the benefits with a digital planner or notebook or diary would be, obviously it's digital medium, so you do have an undo button. You can use different fonts, fancy schmancy ones or handwritten ones. You have an endless amount of pages, so you can duplicate page. You don't have to get a new planner or notebook once it's full. There's no printer needed for stickers or screenshots. And you can also like filter for things. You can like, you have a search bar in most of these, you know, solutions. So you can just search for a word or a sim name and you can, you know, bring up their information. I actually made the digital Sim Life Planner, which is a hyperlinked PDF file that you can use on your tablet, the GoodNotes app, for example, and it has a lot of pre-made templates that you can use that also assist in memory keeping. So it is a planner that was made first and foremost with organizing your Sims' lives in mind, but you can, you know, use these pages also as diary pages. It also has Sim profile pages that you can use. It has a couple's journey page, many different templates that you can use to actually keep track of their history. The fact that you can use it on a tablet and write on it does bring you a bit closer to that physical experience. So it's a nice in between if you were to say have a Word file and, you know, the actual physical planner. So it's nice in between, a nice marriage of both worlds. One app I really like to use, keep track of my Sims' lore and their stories, is OneNote, which is a free app from Microsoft. And you can really build like a Wikipedia-style structure for your lore, which is, you know, great, of course, to collect any information about Sims and their history and the worlds and all the things you can take notes on. And it also makes it super easy to link between those things. Beauty is also, OneNote is compatible on all devices. So it doesn't matter if you have a tablet or a PC, a Mac, you can use it on your phone, you can use it on the web. So it really is very accessible and also has handwriting. So you can use it on a tablet and write on it as well. So if you wanted to like doodle and have handwritten notes, that also works with OneNote. It also made a template for OneNote. It's called the Sim Chronicles for OneNote. And it has a lot of templates more geared towards lore and storytelling and stuff like that. It's definitely useful if you, you know, are more keen to that or like rotational gameplay, but you can really use OneNote out of the box without anybody's templates. Definitely, it's a 100% recommendation for me. Another app that is very dear to my heart and introduces also a new way to collect memories about your Sims is if you get a genealogy app. So that's basically just an app made to collect family history, like not necessarily family history, but the relationships between families. So family relationships, family tree. And it's especially great for legacy gameplay. So if you really like to have longstanding families with multiple generations, the family tree in the game, whether it really any of the Sim games, has never been perfect. And bugs can always creep in. So you'll want to have a way to safe keep all of that information, all those connections within those family generations, right? You want to keep track of it with an external app. Genealogy apps are perfect for this because they're really made to collect family connections and relationships. Depending on the genealogy software you choose, you will have additional options or features to collect stories and memories as well. So I swear personally by the free My Family Tree app, which is not only super easy to use and allows for complex relationships, but it also has so many features that lets you really add more information about the Sims and their story. So you actually have a story feature, which you can add photos to. You can add a family crest. It's really cool. It has a lot of formatting options as well, so it's not like super basic. And you can also add events that are, it could be just an event that's connected to another Sim as well. It could be an event just about that one particular Sim. And if you use real-time dates, they even show up on a timeline, which is really cool. The only downside is that the app is only compatible on or with Windows. So yeah, it's not so great for Mac users, but there is an alternative, like a really strong app alternative for Mac users. That would be the Mac Family Tree. It's not free like My Family Tree app, but it's still super strong and super cool. And it also has storytelling features. So I think it's definitely a strong alternative. And I think if you play Family Legacies and that's an important part of your gameplay, then you really need a Family Tree app. Another cute way to have keepsakes of your Sims and what they've been doing is to use slideshow software. Like, for example, G-Slides is I think what it's called. G-Slides. You could use Google Slides, for example, to create a mini photo album of your Sim memories. And you also don't have to start from scratch. There are quite a few templates out there that have like a scrapbooky or memory book, memory keeping look to them that you can use. There are also, of course, modern templates out there if you prefer. And I personally really like the site slidesgo.com to find cute and free templates to create a photo album, maybe like a memory album for a wedding or something like that. So I would use it more for like micro memory taken for like specific occasions or events, life story of a Sim, because obviously, you know, it can get a bit cumbersome, you know, to create a 100-page slideshow, but it's a fun way to create like a little memory album. Another way you can create a keepsake for your Sim is to create artwork. So I know it's super nerdy, but I'm serious. Why not, right? I mean, it could be as simple as editing the screenshot of your Sim and just making it pretty, like adding like some floral elements to it or some filters and then creating a collage of different photos. And honestly, I think too much lives on our PC. People tell you that all the time about your photos on your phone, but let's be honest, the only photos I really care about are the ones with my Sims. I'm gonna be honest, okay? This podcast is called Sentimental Summer, so are you surprised? Why not print out some of those screenshots as well and put them in like a nice frame or something on your desk to look at, like your favorite Sim, like the founding Sim of your, you know, of the generational family gameplay you're so proud of because you're like a generation 3 now, finally, or something like that, after 2 years or something. So that's fun. You could also draw or paint your Sim. You don't have to be talented to do this. You know, you don't have to show it to anyone. But I think it could be a fun little, you know, activity to actually draw your Sim. Of course, if you're talented, then, oh, even more reason to do so, right? Wouldn't that be cool to have, like, an illustrated portrait of your Sim or maybe even scenes of their lives? So that's a fun, you know, way to create a tangible keepsake that is super valuable. It's creative as well. And another unique way to collect your favorite Sims, to literally collect them, is to put them on glass beads. So I found a tutorial online on how to create personalized magnets with glass beads. So basically you put on one side a photo and on the other side a magnet, and then yeah, you have like a personalized bead. So you can do the same but with Sim portraits. If you do attach magnets to the beads, what are the possibilities? Like, you can collect them and put them like on a magnet board and arrange them like a family tree. You could maybe take that Sim bead or that glass bead, and you can use it to secure a note about their history on the metal board. I think that can be really cool. It takes a little bit of work, but the tutorial is pretty straightforward and pretty easy. So you really just need magnets, a glass bead, some glue, I think like some special gesso or something like that or I don't know what that stuff is called, but that white stuff to make the portrait smooth on the glass bead, and pretty much done. So you don't need any special hardware, really. I think that would definitely be something that is unique and could be cute, you know, to hang up on your wall. Another keepsake that you can get creative with is if you were to create life souvenirs of your Sims. If you really want to go the extra mile and get immersive with your memory keeping, why not mock up documents for the milestones your Sims have experienced? There are only so many ways you can do this in game, and there are limitations of what the game actually shows you for these things. So why not create these documents yourself? And you could print them out in small sizes to put in your memory journal, or you know, collect them in a real life keepsake box. And there are so many templates online to use to create these types of documents or certificates, for example, in Canva. Some examples would be a birth certificate, home ownership deed upon buying a home, maybe a wedding invitation. You can really get, you know, some fun with that. A mugshot, why not? You can like create a mugshot of your Sim. Some love letters, like you can actually like handwrite some love letters or use some like a handwriting font online and like mock that up and then print it out. And I don't know, I think that'd be cute. Or a fake ultrasound. A will, some postcards you can mock up. Like you can take a nice photo of Sulani, a screenshot, and then actually make that look like a postcard. You can mock up tickets of that neighborhood concert they went to, restaurant receipts of maybe their first date with somebody. You can create actual maps of the world. And that's actually something, you know, which would tie back into that magnetic board and give it more use than just using it with those, you know, cool glass beads that I talked about just before. But you can actually like make like a map of where your Sim's family lives, and I don't know, like little pins about where they've been, or I don't know, but get creative with it. There's so many ways, but that could be cute. You could also just create a little map that you want to put in the memory journal so you see where they've been. You can mock up a newspaper article of like some sort of scandal that happened in the town or something like that, or plane tickets of when they visited Mount Komorebi and stuff like that. So that could be really cute. And it's a way that you could get creative, and you know, you can make all of these unique to your own Sim. You know, like I said, there are templates online, but you can really get unique with it. So I hope this helped, you know, inspire you with some ways that you can actually bring those memories that you have in game into your real life so that you can look back on them. To summarize, my personal favorites to collect in real life tangible keepsakes are to, of course, you know, keep a journal, both digital and physical in my case. I mean, like I said, I got a Habonichi. I'm really bad at pronouncing, but I got one of those notebooks, really cute. A six size for memory keeping. I'm gonna be like getting all creative with it, putting screenshots in. It's gonna be so cool. I don't know, by now the podcast, when this one's out, I might already be posting photos and stuff. I want to do that, and I want to use the Sim Planner Weekly for planning, and I want to use my OneNote for as a wiki. I mean, I'm already using that as a Wikipedia for various save files, but I want to use it, you know, continue to use it as a Wikipedia, as like the main home of where lore is, like the encyclopedia basically of my save files. And I want to use my digital planner for role play, because I think that'd be really fun. Just, you know, one particular Sim, a single woman Sim probably, who is living her life. Because I don't know, I think I really like using the daily pages in the digital planner for, I mean, everybody is different. You know, there are weekly pages as well, if that's what you prefer. But I'd like to use it as like a diary slash organizer for her. And yeah, I think that'll be fun. And so that's my current system for different planners / journals. But yeah, I'll make it work. And I feel like I need all of them. Okay, you can't tell me anything else. Then, of course, I almost forgot. My second on this list, but also like maybe fifth and the one I just now described, the Family Tree app. Obviously, you have to upkeep that as well. Very important for my family legacies. I don't do this for every legacy, but I think it's important for your important ones. So we have journals, Family Tree app. Then you have the slideshows for your cute little like mini photo albums of like maybe a wedding. You can create artwork of your Sims. I have yet to do this, but I think that's something I definitely want to explore. I'm not the best artist, but I think it'd be cute. Of course, also last but not least, life souvenirs, which I also want to try out, especially now that I'm going to have a little book dedicated to memory keeping, like really, like every session I do, I want to keep in that one. And yeah, I think that'd be cute and get scrapbooky with it. I think it's important to keep track of the memories that your Sims experience. So if you haven't yet, I mean, think about it. Do you remember what happened in your game last year? And you know, what journey your Sims have been on since then? I mean, I think it's important. If you haven't already, start keeping track. I hope I've helped, you know, illustrate some fun and easy ways you can do that. I think also each one of them is flexible enough in their own right that, you know, you can do it in the way you know, it feels best for you and what you like. So yeah, have fun with that, and happy Simming!